But this is the, will y'all let me do a little teaching this morning? It's okay. We, God, have brought us together so we could learn how to get things done in this dispensation so he can gather everything. Everything that belongs to Jesus. Are you hearing me? He can gather. He's going to gather. You can see why it's been such a challenge. Because in this dispensation, he's going to gather everything that belongs to God in Christ. Now look what he did for us before I get too far gone. Woo. Holy Ghost is talking, that's all. Now, while I'm there, let me point it out. You can just hold that and go to this. What did I say? The second chapter of Ephesians? Oh, yeah, we're right there. So we just go right on. Go to the second chapter of Ephesians and the fifth verse. And I still want to do this in the Amplified. Then I want to come back. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Notice verse 5. It said, even when we was dead. See, we were dead before Jesus showed up. We didn't die when he showed up, died. No, we were dead. We was dead, slain by our shortcoming and trespasses. See, you do not now have to come up short. You don't have to trespass the laws of God. You can obey them. Because what did he say? The answer thy word giveth. I mean, you see that stop sign out there, you know better. You know what that stop sign means. But if there wasn't no stop sign up there and you didn't know you're supposed to stop, then you can violate it. People trespass what God says, not knowing what the word says. But let me go on. I could stay there. He said he made, that's how we got slain, because we violated the law, the God's law. And when you violate something, I'll tell you what, if you don't believe I'm telling the truth, we have in this building right now what we call electricity. There's a law that governs that. That's why you see these lights on. That's why you see what you see. There's heat. You can get heat. We can get air and all that kind of stuff. But what if you go in and violate it? So I don't care if you know how to do it. You can hook it up and do all that stuff. I don't know a thing in the world about it. Go in and violate it. It'll kill you dead. I don't care if you know every law that governs and then don't know anything about it. If you violate it, it's going to kill you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So he went on to say, he made us alive. Are you there? He did what? He made us alive together in fellowship and in union with Christ. What did Romans 6 says when God raised Jesus from the dead? Let me paraphrase this so we don't have to turn to. When he raised him from the dead, he said, I died once, but I'm alive forevermore. Jesus died to sin once. The reason why he'll never die again, because there's no need to do it, because he accomplished what he needed to accomplish. So no use going back and doing it over, because it's been done. Satan, death, sin, sickness, disease, the works of darkness will never touch him again. There's nothing Satan can do to separate Jesus from God. And when we join him in faith, and there's nothing he can do to separate us from God. Hallelujah. The first one messed up trying to fix up something, but this one fixed it up so we wouldn't have to mess up. So watch. Notice what happened with fellowship with him and union with Christ. He gave us the very life of Christ. Did y'all hear that? He gave us the very life of Christ himself. The same new life with which he quickened him. Jesus was dead. He was separated from God. He had been separated from in that place for 3 days. But when he met every demand and he had brought us to the place with God and made us like God. So what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying something pretty heavy. He made us like God, and God is righteous. And when he made us like God, righteous, then it was finished. Then God could raise him from the dead. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. God could raise him from the dead. And this is what happened. Quicken him. He made him alive. In other words, when he died and he stayed there until we were made like God, until we were made the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. He quickened him, made him alive. And then it go on to say what? For it is by grace. His what? His favor. His mercy. Let you know that you didn't do nothing to earn this. Which you did not deserve. Huh? That you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation. Made. And that's what's going to be so sad for the person that won't hear this gospel. But thank God, I have ears to hear. What about you? Notice verse 6. And he did what? When he made us, delivered us from judgment, made us partakers of Christ. And then he just didn't stop there. And he raised us up how? Together. Didn't do it at a separate time. When he raised Jesus up, he raised you and me up together. That means whatever Jesus had in his resurrection, whatever he inherited, whatever became his as God made him an heir to the throne, to the kingdom, whatever Jesus had became an heir to, we were joint heirs with him. Hallelujah. And I don't see anywhere in the scripture, I don't see where anywhere it ever indicates since Jesus been raised from the dead, he was broke, busted, easily disgusted. But I see where he's sitting at the right hand of God. And when when they stoned Stephen, Jesus stood up and gave him a standing ovation. Woo, thank you, Jesus. And what are you saying? And he had raised us up together, made us sit together. Where? Giving us joint seating with him. You notice it didn't say on the earth, but in the heavenly fear. By virtue of being in Christ, Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One. There is a name